This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find the features are free on the site. So enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo and show they are indeed listeners of this program, or validated video, that works too. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it. If you're a lady listener, get the details on how to become a Shriner over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you may have imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And the fun's just getting started. So learn more at freestateproject.org, get signed up, and get yourself up here to New Hampshire. Join the fun at freestateproject.org. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to, I believe Tom is in Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm a little off subject, but you say you bring up what you want to talk about, and I want to talk about something that's been bothering me a lot.
Sure.
About a year or so ago, a friend of mine alerted me to the fact that there are these there are cameras being set up on all the interstates across the country. He's a ex-trucker and has friends who are truckers, and he said, well, he showed me. We went out on, I live in South Florida, so we were in I-95, and these smoked lens cameras are literally every mile, every 5,000 feet. And I took a trip with my kids last summer, meaning about a year ago, a little over a year ago, up to North Carolina, and I decided to watch. And we went on 95, and then we went on 75 and went, you know, around Atlanta. They're everywhere. And nobody's talking about it. I mean, it's like a control grid being set up all over the United States.
Yes, it's pretty...
It's just trying to keep you safe, don't worry.
It's,
well,
pretty it's ominous,
that,
huh?
If you look and you know, you have to look to see them. If I even forget they're there. In the course of the last year, I've forgotten they're there, and then I re-remind myself, and I look, and darn, there they are. It's almost like they're so cleverly designed. I mean, they're not camouflage, but there's just something about them that you don't notice them. They're on about 50-foot poles, and usually the poles are cement or metal, and it's a base. It's quite a big electrical box, and my friend was saying, hey, check that out. He says, that's not just for the camera. And what you notice on some of these poles is they have, like, these white plastic boxes that are mounted up the poles a ways, and they're like on a gooseneck or a swivel, and they're definitely oriented down towards the road, you know, like the different lanes. And he says one of his friends claims that it's quite possibly those things are set up for sensing and reading, but also the amount of power that seems to be required, because it's at large, like a stainless steel box at the bottom of each pole. He says that he thinks it's for an electromagnetic pulse to possibly to disable a vehicle.
Well, that's pure speculation, and I don't know about, but it's certainly true that cameras are going up, and they've been around the cities for a long time.
I know the ones you're talking about. They're long-bodied cameras. There's four at every intersection, and they're on a number of intersections. No, these are high up on these poles, and they are literally on every – I haven't gone across the country – and I haven't gone any further than the Carolina.
I believe you. I haven't traveled on I-75 for a number of years myself. But,
you believe I'm going to be looking next time I get on 93, 91, or 95?
Well, look, because you don't notice them until you make a point to notice them, and you say, darn, they really are there.
Yeah, I mean, now the government bureaucrats probably will claim what they originally claimed about the cameras in the cities, and that is that, well, they're just there for traffic monitoring and to make sure there's not any kind of a pileup or backup. But certainly, the more of that stuff they put in, the more of a control grid it can become, and the more they can use it to for some sort of nefarious purpose.
Well, it gets worse. I travel up the coast because my kids surf, and very recently, they just put another thing in that I just noticed because I watch, and there's an area on I-95 just below an area called Hobe Sound, which is on our 95 going north here in Florida, and there's a truck way station, and just before the weigh station, very recently, they put up a very large pole, which is dedicated only, it goes over the whole highway now. It's monstrous. And there is a very large plastic, kind of a conical-shaped thing pointed right down at the road, like a big ray gun. Literally, there's three lanes at that point going north. It's right dead in the center, and that pole is designated only to hold this apparatus. I have no idea what it is, but it certainly looks like it's pointed at the road. Hmm. And it's a very large sensor or transducer or something.
It might be something to take license plate pictures of if they were going to put up a toll booth or something.
This thing's huge. I have no idea why it's so big, because there's plenty of the little sensors all over the place. You'll see them on the poles. And then I was coming back on the turnpike coming south from up further over in Gainesville, and darn if I didn't see another one on the turnpike coming south. And again, I almost feel like I'm losing my mind. I tell people about it, and people kind of go, yeah, okay, but I don't get any feedback because I usually don't talk to the same person twice. I've told a few friends.
Well, I mean, what would happen if you called the Department of Motor Vehicles or the Highway Department and asked them?
You get put on hold.
Well, likely, but just
I almost pulled over. Yeah, I saw some guys working on one when I was going north on my little summer vacation a few weeks ago, and I went by so quickly, I thought, geez, I should go back and talk to those guys. Just, you know, guys working on the box.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, I should have pulled over and just walked up and said, hey, guys, what is that thing? Because, again, they're everywhere, and you do not notice them unless someone tells you, and then you start looking, you will see them. And then you'll almost not see them again as you drive because they kind of blend in. But there's
thanks
nothing
for bringing,
special about them.
Yep, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it. And if you ever figure it out, let us know.
Yeah,
if anyone else has seen them, call into the show tonight because I feel like I'm the only one who sees them.
There you go. Thanks for the call. I'm sure you're not the only one, but thanks. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You're not the only one who sees them unless you're the only one that sees them, right? It's one or the other.
Well, they have them in Walmart, too, and some of the big department stores.
What, cameras?
Yeah, there's cameras.
Of course
there.
They do. It's loss control.
Sure.
Well, there's a reason for it. There's a good reason for those.
Well, there's good reason for the ones on the side of the road. Slave control.
Yeah.
Population control. I mean, that's...
Well, no, Mark. It's anti-terrorism.
Whatever. I mean, what do you think that is? It's a slave revolt. You know, I was listening to a podcast about slavery, you know, and its history, and it's amazing. You know, it's just changed forms. You think that the rich people, the people that that have traditionally owned other people... you think that you're going to be able to separate them from government? What is a citizen but somebody who has to do what the government tells them to do? You think the rich people got to do what the government says?
Not so much.
No, it's just a new form of slavery that, honestly, they're easier to control. In the ancient world, they would have battlements. They'd have to protect themselves against slave uprisings because, you know, they were scared of them. So
well, that's kind of what's going on now, really, if you think about it. You know, there's a lot of stories about how the so-called elites are getting scared and they're getting more pistol permits. And a lot of the people unemployed would be the slaves of today.
Well, and whenever you bring up that term, there are always going to be people that will come up with some sort of an objection to it, that it's an insult of people that were involved in chattel slavery.
They're dead. It'll be fine. They're dead.
It's more serfdom nowadays.
Whatever. I mean, a serf is just a slave.
Yeah.
I mean, a serf is a specific type of slave that is bound to the land. And, you know, we're less serfs because we can pick up and move, although they didn't really tell serfs that they couldn't move anyway. It was just, you know, difficult to get yourself set up in new areas. The apprentice model of doing business, it was just more difficult.
Well, just like now, it's difficult to sell your house and move.
Well, somebody put up on my Facebook that they liked neo-abolitionist as a term. And that the abolition movement was a movement to abolish slavery from one class to another class, but the next step is to remove slavery from everyone by everyone. One person objects by saying that the complaint that he has to that is that what's new about abolition? Has slavery ever really been ended? And at what point were you free to claim all of the responsibility for your actions, good or bad? So, I don't know. Is neo-abolitionist a decent term? Should I just be an abolitionist?
I think it actually might be a good term because it would cause people to ask questions without all that loaded stuff that comes from anarcho-capitalist.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, taking control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our webcam. You can watch and listen to the show, also chat with other listeners. Our chat room built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, Zenpacks, X2s, and they're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. And you know what? Last night I said something to the effect that they didn't have their private labeling available in overnight delivery because, well, you know, that seemed reasonable to me. However, I'm wrong. I've got a note here from Roger Ver. Yeah, like that's what I said. He said, yeah, you're wrong. We have lots of high-end label printers, so we can even do custom labeling the same day. Nearly every product on our webpage is available for overnight delivery, including many, not all, customized solutions. For the optical transceivers, most customers want customized software and labels for them. All of that can be done in the same day. Customized software and labels, same day.
That's crazy.
Customized hardware solutions can take a little bit longer depending on what the customer needs. I hope that information can help you give more accurate live reads in the future. Please keep up the great work. So there you go. It's memorydealers.com.
Wow. Private labeling same day, huh? That's crazy.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. So you say what that client tells you to say, Mark. Just quit making crap up.
But, you know,
it did seem reasonable.
You want
though,
the library to be fresh, you know?
Yeah. All right. So 800-259-9231, thememorydealers.com, one of the largest sponsors of this program. They're really getting behind Free Talk Live. So thanks to them. And they're sponsoring the CAM page, so go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy that. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Bob, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Bob.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Hello there. I was just listening to the gentleman before the break talking about the little things mounted on the poles by the way stations.
Yes,
and
yes,
I know exactly what those are. It's as I'm a former trucker. And it's called a pre-pass. It's only for the trucks. They have a, like a little box inside. It's similar to the easy pass that people use for the tolls.
Yeah.
And it's like a sensor that comes into where they're at inside the way station, and it gives them information on the truck unit, the company, registration. And they have like a little sensor in the highway that can weigh a truck going 70 miles an hour down the highway.
What?
And some of them have like a little green light that'll come on as they're driving down the highway, and they get that little green light, and they're free to bypass the way station. Now, if they get information like the company has a poor safety record or that kind of thing, and they have to pull into the way station, and still others have like a bypass lane that they can go through. The thing is, they're coming down, and they have like an infrared sensor that can actually do like an instant inspection on the truck's brakes, and if they're not hot, they're supposed to be warmed from the friction, and if they're not hot, they can pull them up on the scale where they have to stop, and then pull them around back and do a full-scale inspection on them. And of course, if there's problems with the equipment, their logbooks, that kind of thing, they can be shut down until everything is, the whatever mechanical thing is set to, is repaired. And if their logbooks out, they can be fined and have to sit there in time for till the break is over with before they let them go, that type of thing.
What does a cold break?
All it's for. It's more like a big brother watching the trucking companies, not the person's private vehicles.
What does a cold cold brakes on a truck indicate? Because I mean, cold brakes doesn't sound terrible to me. What does that indicate?
Well, it's like they're not getting enough friction. They have to have a certain amount of heat that comes off them that tells them that they're functioning the way they're supposed to.
Oh, I see.
If they're not getting that heat off of them, that means they're obviously not getting enough friction on them. Mm-hmm.
But you're saying this mysterious device the caller was talking about earlier is basically some sort of a unit that that pings a transponder inside the truck that identifies the company and identifies the details about it, that kind of thing, and that information is being monitored at the way station, and they're just kind of deciding in advance. So they come how far in advance of the way station do they show up?
It's usually about a mile before the way station is where those will be.
That's interesting. Now, the poor truckers of America, the professional drivers, are really just screwed as royally as possible.
They're so regulated, you can barely do it on your own.
Right. So many different controls. It's just got to be absolutely maddening to be in that business when all you want to do is, you know, make a living and drive across the country and bring products to people, and the government is always getting in the way. Now, is this the federal government that's doing this, or are they state governments that are setting these up?
It's a nationwide system, pretty much, but it's up to the individual states if they want to set those up. Those advanced ones where you come down the lane to be inspected, or the little infrared sensor, that's only in certain states that have the modernized equipment for them. Mm-hmm. More fancier state-of-the-art scales, like they have in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I-40 and I-75 run together. Those are generally in high-traffic areas.
I have never heard of, now I'm not a scientist, but I've never heard of a scale that you could weigh something on with it moving. That sounds crazy to me.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. In some states, they'll just have the one where it's, You come down a lane into the weigh station, and if you get the little green light as you're coming down there, you can take the bypass lane. You still have to run like 20 or 30 miles an hour. You can't be flying through there. Mm-hmm. They take a dim view of that. But if you get that, then you can take the bypass lane in the weigh station. The other ones where they're like really close on their weight, they'll pull them up on the stationary scale themselves and pull them up there and have them stop. And of course, if they're overweight, they can pull them around back and
How new is this transponder technology? When did they start implementing that?
Back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. around 2000, 2001, maybe a year or two before then when they started those. And not all states have them, but there's a lot of states that have that now. But it's been several years since I was a over-the-road trucker, but they started that back then.
Why did you leave the business?
I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
Why did you leave the business?
Well, I had an injury.
Oh.
I fell out of my vehicle, something I've done probably 2,000 times over the years.
Jeez.
Like I've driven over 2 million miles, and I hurt my back, and I'm not able to drive anymore.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
But you guys,
I'm disabled now because of it.
So how many years were you in? When did you get out? Was it a few years back?
Yeah, about 2003. I did it for 20 years.
20 years. And what did you see change in the professional driving business in those 20 years?
A lot more. The states became more stricter on the regulation. You're subject to a lot of states, they generally ignored you unless you were out there doing 100 miles an hour down the interstate. Or a lot of them, several states like Texas, didn't even really have any weigh stations. They had ones where they could set up with portable scales that you could generally go right on across Texas and they wouldn't bother you. When I used to run out to the West Coast, California was about the strictest state they had.
Thanks for the info, man. I appreciate the inside information. That certainly answered that gentleman's question from earlier. And thank you very much for the call. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
You worry, You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. We've got a lot of stuff there. In fact, if you want to listen in, you can do that live 24/7 also, so you can listen live and then later, because we repeat the latest episode over and over again until a new episode is created on our streams, which are broadband and dial-up flavors, at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll get the number for our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Also, details on our site about how you can listen via satellite and via our 80-plus radio stations around the country. It's all over there at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Matt is on the line, on the amp lines. Hello, Matt, in Illinois. Matt?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to plug a radio program that I'm going to be doing tomorrow as Shander Blessman.
It's pronounced Shander?
Shander, yeah, you know, like S-Z.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was Senzor. Like that.
Sander, so. It's a tough one. It's a Hungarian name.
So S-Z is pronounced with an H, Shander.
Like an S-H, yes.
Like
yes,
Zora.
Very much like an S-H.
So
like Zora, yeah.
Shander Blessman is your pen name?
That is a pen name that I use to blog with. It's and I write a liberty-oriented blog. And I was a guest on a gentleman's show last Wednesday night, and he offered an hour-long internet radio program on Thursday nights between 6 and 7.
So are you coming on as his show as a guest?
Central Time.
Or are you having your own show?
No, this is going to be my show.
Oh, wow. Great. Good for you.
And he's going to give me a couple of weeks and see how I do. So I need some moral support.
So is this going to be on some sort of internet radio network, or what's it?
Yes. It's called the Survive, and then the number 2, Thrive Networks, Survive2Thrive.net.
So is it like a survivalist thing, or what's the focus there?
It's food. You know, it focuses natural foods. So that they're trying to get people away from eating the processed stuff that's put out there.
Mm, I just had some Pringles today.
Focus more on natural grown foods.
The Franken food.
So is that what your so the whole network is focused on that kind of perspective? Is that where your show is going to be coming from?
No, no. I my show can be whatever I want it to be.
I see.
Tomorrow night I'm going to start with some stuff from Major General Smedley Butler and talk about the American troops in Afghanistan guarding the poppy fields for them.
Mm-hmm. War is a racket. That's a great way to start.
There you go.
Right.
So folks can listen over at survivetothrive.net. Is that right?
Correct. Survive, okay. And then the number two, thrive.net.
Now, are there going to be archives? Because it sounds like it's going to be competing with us.
Yes. There will be archives, and I will probably can link to them on my website.
Where's
which
that?
Which is xanderblessman.com.
How do you spell that?
xanderblessman.
There you go. Now, folks can go and listen to Matt from Illinois doing his own radio show. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, a longtime caller of the program.
Congratulations and best of luck.
Some talk show hosts started as callers. Lionel is one of my favorite talk show hosts out there in the business, and he got his start in radio as being a crank caller to the local talk radio station.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Had to be on the radio somehow.
Yep. Yeah, actually, I don't remember exactly what his story was, but I believe that at some point he was invited by the same radio station to come and host a show.
Yeah.
So his successful crank calling actually led directly to getting him an opportunity to be on the air.
The shtick apparently was at least some of what he would do would be call in like the shows that you wouldn't expect much controversial radio to go on, and the AC repair guys on doing his show about what you should do with your air conditioner or whatever, and he'd call in and say you're crazy, and like he'd make controversy where there shouldn't really be any, and the guy would be just completely befuddled. It's a shame. But
Lionel is now doing his own podcast online, but unfortunately, I think most of it's behind a paywall, which is always sad to see that. Anyway, still like the guy. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and we go to your phone calls about anything. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Frank?
This evening. Well, I just wanted to say that, I've been meeting with my friends and associates and enjoying some cognac and sort of discussing the Tea Party movement. And
so your associates are the Bilderbergers, and are you guys going to crush them?
Well, I didn't say they were the Bilderbergers, but, they're sort of those that, let's say this, if we're all slaves, they're the slave owners.
Well, right, aren't they running the Tea Party movement?
Exactly, and that's what's so comical. Everyone was just laughing over brandy and, Great Havana cigars, although I prefer a Dominican cigar myself. But, just laughing about how everyone's getting sort of hyped up about attempting to create change when all the candidates are actually, supported by the same special interests.
Right, they're bought and sold.
Those will be placed out. And it really, one thing I wanted to say, I think your comment about serfdom and America and sort of the world situation with regard to the notion of the free man and the slave and the ability to be free, and what does that mean if we exist within, a prison panopticon of reason or, let's say, non-reason, is very interesting. And I will say this, those that are pulling the strings, and let's call them kingmakers or those that will survive when the rest of us will not, in all probability. The more they screw us and they screw the man and woman in the street, the more powerful they are, the more domineering they become. And the less prone to reason, their judgments, in a sense, will follow. So I wanted to say this, that I think right now, all of this talk about using the electoral process to affect change is really a myth, and the people know it in control. And they kind of laugh about it, especially, you know, the fact that the Tea Party candidates are supported by the same Republican and Democratic coffers that have been, you know, running the show, you know, for the last 150 years.
Oh, I agree with you that it is mostly a myth. I mean, the idea
that... It is a myth, and that's really... And what I wanted to say is this. I've said this several times over the past few years, but it's probably 2% of the people that understand what's actually going on, and it's less than 0.0001% of the population that actually, you know, controls the means of, you know, power, real power, that is. I'm not talking about... You know, the people that are sort of their career is to execute the wills of the and the desires of those
The local city councilors. They're not involved,
or even the senators, or even the president. Let's say. I mean, when you look at it this way, it's kind of comical. And what most of these people are amazed at is with all of the access to knowledge, especially with the internet and all of the social. Discourse that exists in the social sciences over the last 150 years. And especially, you know, what Marx had done in a sense with his Communist Manifesto. The fact that the people still will not avail themselves of these tools to better themselves just is sort of laughable to the elite. And they just can't imagine, you know, how the people actually are taking this crap that they've been taking.
Well, it's a testimony to the effectiveness of the government indoctrination system, these government schools that brainwash people into believing in the state, and also the information superhighway also feeds you bad information, too, as much as it can feed you good information. So if you go down the wrong rabbit hole, then you can be lost forever.
You have to have the capacity to distinguish the garbage from the valuable information.
What
of course.
I want to know is, Frank, do your buddies know you're getting on the radio and letting
them... Oh, sure. They're listening. Actually, they're listening now, and they've offered me a radio show.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time perhaps for your call. Make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then we ask you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. It's the same Amazon with the same great selection and service and just the amazing, just an amazing site. They've got so much. You can even buy used items through Amazon. You start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get it delivered to your door. And free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. And you can feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. Andrew is in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, Ian, hey. Wayne, and Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind, Andrew?
I wanted to respond to what, Ian, you were discussing last night's show with Sam regarding reasonable suspicion and probable cause.
By all means. I thought there was a difference between the two. Can you explain?
There is. Ian, you were correct that reasonable suspicion is a lower burden of proof than probable cause. Essentially, in a suspicion or evidentiary timeline or spectrum, there's no suspicion at the left going to suspicion, articulable suspicion and reasonable articulable suspicion, which pretty much are the same, then probable cause, which is just essentially more likely than not. Then you have some other burdens of proof and then reasonable doubt being the most facts that you would have to show to overcome doubt in someone's mind.
So is it the case that in order for a cop to detain somebody, because it's my understanding you've got the three different levels of police interaction. There's the contact where the cop comes up to you on the street and it attempts to initiate a conversation to which you do not have to reply, where the cop will say something like you did to Adam and Pete over at the motor or at libertyontour.com, where the cop opens up with, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" That's a contact. They don't even need to have any suspicion to contact you. But in order to detain you, they do need reasonable suspicion for that. Is that right?
Correct. And where that kind of derives its legal backing is a case called Terry v. Ohio, which I won't go into details with, but essentially the case was from the, I believe, the 70s, involved a guy acting sketchy outside of a jewelry store, wearing the wrong type of clothing. The cop went up to him, you know, thought, you know, he was acting suspicious, wouldn't take his hands out of his pocket, so the cop thought he had a gun on him, essentially patted him down. That case essentially gave the police the ability to stop and briefly detain people for quote-unquote reasonable amounts of time in order to dispel whatever suspicion that they had based on specific facts, which is why police can pull you over in a motor vehicle because they can articulate that you blew through a stop sign, where they don't have necessarily probable cause that you committed some offense. Whereas when you have probable cause, that's where an officer would have to get a warrant, and it's kind of cumbersome for, you know, police to be able to, you know, have to figure out who someone is, go apply for a warrant, and then go arrest someone. It's a lot easier to say, hey, we saw this person doing X, Y, and Z, and we stopped them. And hopefully the person's, you know, foolish enough to admit what they're doing or provide more information to the officer.
I'm a little confused, I think, still at this point. So to detain somebody, you need reasonable suspicion, which means that how is that different from just on an officer being suspicious of somebody because he don't like the way they look? What's the difference between reasonable suspicion and just being suspicious?
A lot of times it's how well the officer can justify his suspicion. Essentially, it comes down to the officer being able to rely on his training and experience and point to specific facts, such as, say there's someone in Keene Central Square at night and they're just sitting around with some other people drinking bottles. The officer would have a suspicion based on his training and experience that likely someone's down there smoking alcohol, or drinking alcohol.
Or smoking something else.
Right, or smoking some prohibited substance. But the officer can't say that, well, I know that they're smoking alcohol because there's people down in Keene Central Square sitting around, because they just might be, you know, some youth group that's just drinking water. So he would have to point to specific facts that would, you know, bear out to a judge or, you know, some other person that, yes, indeed, you know, I had these specific facts that, you know, convinced me that this person, you know, had, you know, alcohol.
That person had a Corona bottle in their hand, for instance, and the substance was
right. If they have a Corona bottle, then that would give the officer, or, you know, a reasonable suspicion. And, you know, if the officer was able to smell it and it smells like alcohol, then that would be probable cause.
Right. Now, in order to get to the point where the officer would be able to smell it, then they would have to, the person would have to consent to a search. Isn't that
right? Or the officer detains the person and they hold it out in some way for the officer to smell it.
Yeah.
You know,
so
if they have a bottle that they're able to secure before the officer gets over there and the officer can't point to anything that indicates alcohol use, then all he has to go on is, you know, whether or not, you know, someone wants to consent to a search or give up information.
So he could, so in that case, so the officer comes over, he believes, he's got the suspicion that somebody's drinking in the park. He gets closer, he sees that there's a, somebody's drinking out of a Corona bottle. And that's at the point at which he not just contacts, but detains that person because he has reasonable suspicion to believe that there could be alcohol in that bottle, and he wants to continue investigating with this person as, you know, a detainee. But as you say, if the person puts the cap back on the bottle and refuses to hand it over, because usually the cops will use their intimidation tactics and the fact that they have the badge and the uniform to intimidate people into handing over whatever it is they're drinking. If they refuse to hand it over, then he doesn't really have anything else he can do to investigate to find the probable cause he would need to make the arrest, and would likely have to just move along. Is that right?
Right, and it basically comes down to whether or not the judge would agree that such if he went to arrest the person, whether that arrest was based on probable cause or not. And likely the smart thing for the officer to do would be to identify the person, seize the alcohol, and get a warrant for the bottle, which most of the time they're probably not going to do. If the bottle doesn't give any indication that it's an alcohol container, then the officer really doesn't have anything to go on.
How can he seize the alcohol if, you know, he doesn't have any – what's the justification for making a seizure? Because normally they just want you to hand it over, but that's a consensual act, even though it may not appear to be, right?
Right. It pretty much comes down to, if the officer has probable cause, he can point to the exigency that, well, if I let this person walk away with it, I'm not going to be able to search it because he's just going to toss it in the trash. So he can seize it so that the evidence doesn't get destroyed, so that he can get a warrant and search the bottle.
Wait, so what is it that justifies the seizure? I'm misunderstanding that.
Essentially the same burden of proof.
But you don't have the burden of proof if the top is on it.
Well, he has the burden of proof that the container contains alcohol, and he has to convince the judge that, and indeed, he does have probable cause.
But
which
in
is
order
the easier
to
way
that,
can he take
to go
the bottle
instead of just arresting a person without a warrant?
Can he take the bottle, go to the judge without, you know, smell with the cap on it, and go to the judge and say, "I think there's beer in here. May I look in it?" Is that how it goes, or?
Pretty much. I mean, he would have to show that, well, it's a Corona bottle. Most of the time people don't put non-alcoholic substances in it. And, you know, these people are doing X, Y, and Z, which indicates that, you know, that the container was being used and was, you know, containing alcohol.
But I don't want him to take my bottle. He has no right to take my bottle.
You're pretty much going to have to hand it over and, you know, let the officer seize it, because otherwise he's just going to charge you with something like obstructing government administration.
Huh.
Or
that's interesting. They didn't charge me with that.
Evidence.
Yeah, they didn't charge me with obstructing when I had a bottle labeled not a beer, a brown bottle labeled not a beer, in the city council meeting, and I refused to hand it over to be searched. I did not want to consent to a search of what was my private property.
Right, probably because he didn't say that you have to hold it, you know, hand it over. If you don't, you're going to get arrested.
No, he said you had to leave.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's all still a little confusing to me, and it's all very arbitrary as well. But there are differences between a reasonable, articulable suspicion and probable cause. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.